Welcome to another edition of the Business Plain and Simple podcast presented by the Regroup Advisors. I'm your host, Tiffany Stone, and it's our goal with this and all of our podcasts to guide prospective and current business owners on their journey to prosperity. We'll show you what to do and what not to do in this ever-changing environment. And I'm excited to be joined today by founder and CEO of LightRaise, Mark Alexander, once again, and of course, Mike Koszulski from the Regroup Advisors. Now, welcome, gentlemen. It's so good to see you guys once again. But I do want to start off with Mark. Now, Mark, can you tell us a little bit about this competition and, of course, the three wonderful finalists?
Absolutely. So I'm also the president of the Ulica Shelby Kiwanis Club here in Macomb County. And what we realized, I think, is important. The word Kiwanis means to make a loud noise. There was someone that told me the best investment that we can make is in the future of our youth. And that's where we say, you know what? Some of the most dynamic leaders who are innovative, thought-provoking are young people. I can give my niece my cell phone and she can navigate through it like she was born with technology. So why not make this unique investment to our youth? And that's what led us to do our first ever inaugural Kiwanis Pitch Competition, where it's open statewide to all high school students between the ages of 14 and 18 to bring together, and here's the caveat, a unique social impact business endeavor that's going to change and sustain the community. So this is our first year, but definitely our last. We're excited to have this opportunity to partner with Regroup, Velocity, and a lot of the amazing companies who are behind this initiative.
That is amazing. And like you said, you know, the generation that is in high school, the ones that are starting high school, of course, graduating later on this year, they have seen technology just surpass anything that we've ever seen in our lifetime. You know, it took a while for a TV to be out and then a color television and then the radio and then even the iPod. You know, I was able to head back home and visit Henry Ford Museum and they had the first iPod, which I had in there. So it's really cool to see how now new companies and, you know, high school students are learning about social companies, because obviously that's where we're going to go. We are social beings. So it's really, really cool. And with this competition, I know you have three finalists. So Mark, can you let us know a little bit about the finalists, what they're doing and like kind of where they're going to be able to go with this competition?
Absolutely. So the great thing with this one, we have four dynamic young ladies who are going to be at the forefront. And here's the exciting thing about the competition. Everyone is going to walk home with a prize. Third place is going to be $2,500. Second place is $5,000 with a grand prize for first place of $10,000 to make sure this endeavor is going. So one, the endeavor idea has to be launched or at least in pilot mode by July of this year. So that way we can make sure our students are held accountable to get this done. But one of our students, one of our teams, they're actually partnering with Blessings in a Backpack to do an expansion. And going back to what you said earlier, Tiffany, it highlights the fact of how thought-provoking our youth are. One of the young ladies said, we have an opportunity to expand when it comes to food allergies. So when we're going to give out a backpack, let's make sure that we're conscious of all the youth versus just some who may not have peanut allergies. So they're looking at the pilot program to make sure any and every able youth are not able to take advantage of this program expansion. We have another dynamic young lady who is doing a mental health coloring book called I Am Coloring. And what I did not realize until sitting down with this dynamic young lady was the mental pressures that's played on our youth. Think about this. You talked about those first iPads. When I went back in time, as you said, that I was thinking about my days as a youth. When I left school, I was able to escape and just relax and be at home. Whereas now our young people have school, social media with them 24/7. So it went from physical bullying to cyberbullying now. So they have no peace to escape. So they are in more need of mental health than anything else. And then lastly, our last dynamic young lady, she said, Mr. Alexander, we are the second largest school district in the state, and only a small percentile know about FIRST Robotics. And I knew growing up in Pontiac about FIRST Robotics and the amazing impact in technology, which is now called STEAM instead of STEM. And she said, this is an initiative we need to get our young people in front of, because if they're going to be future engineers, computer scientists, or beyond, they need to have these basic skill sets as young adults and young leaders. And these are children inspiring children and impacting communities, which moved us. But they're going to take the stage next Saturday, March 23rd. And it is going to be an event you do not want to miss.
And I love that. And I think that's amazing. You know, somebody who is in a different generation, I was able to start high school and finish high school. I'm going to age myself here, guys, but without any social media. You know, we did have AOL, but we had dial up back then. We had chat rooms, we had all this stuff, but it wasn't something that was really there. You know, if you were up on the internet or in AOL or any of that, like, then nobody's calling the house and vice versa. So it's a little bit different, like you said. And I truly enjoyed the coloring book aspect of it. You know, we're never allowed to really disconnect from social media, disconnect from people. Cyberbullying is becoming such a thing. And now I think it's amazing that companies and everybody are starting to talk about mental health and mental awareness because it is acceptable. And I think that, you know, younger generations, we always had it. It's just, we didn't necessarily have an outlook for it. And then moving on to robotics, I think that is amazing because all of this is going to come hand in hand. What we're doing right now with Zoom and using social media, somebody created it. And I think it's really cool, especially when it's used for what it is intended to, you know, being able to connect people, being able to talk about ideas and things that you want to do for the future. And I think this is awesome. Now, Mike, this is so much, and you probably have to be super proud of this, you know, a younger generation coming up with great ideas, but yet Regroup Advisors is still able to be a part of it. And of course with Mark. So how is Regroup Advisors really helping out with all of this?
Well, here's the fun part with it is, you know, and Mark touched on the Velocity Center. I think where we got excited with this is they're getting exposed to resources early on. So the Velocity Center has an incubator, has us running the accelerator there. They have some wonderful programs there that the kids will have access to. One of the things that we talk with Mark on is most people can't get to us. They have to come through either referrals or there's vetting processes. So you just can't walk in the door to a private equity firm and say, hey, want to sit down and have a cup of coffee. What we created with Mark and Kiwanis, with the individuals participating in this, since they're showing an interest younger age, we always talk about the importance of what is your sphere of influence? What is, and I'll date myself, what does your Rolodex look like or your contact list in their terminology? Because we have to say contact list because they have no idea what a Rolodex is. But we become that resource. So our offer to them is, pick up the phone and call us. You have access to us. We will always take your call. They jump to the front of the line at this young age, and hopefully as they continue on, they've set a base relationship. Our contact become their contacts as they continue to do things out in the community. That's going to be a wonderful thing. So we're looking at giving back as a company to these individuals, because we were all them one point in time. I mean, my first company was when I was 16 years old. And so I remember, well, I really, hopefully I forget all the horror stories of all the mistakes I did back then, but it'll be fun to have that conversation with them along that. And Mark has asked me to, at the event, take the stage with him, which I don't know why anyone give me a microphone, you know, so, you know, good luck with that, but, to have a conversation about what it's like to be an entrepreneur. So we're excited with that. I love seeing people wanting to come into business. They're fresh. They have good ideas. They're committed. And these finalists are going to be great. Whoever, and regardless of who wins, they all are winners because they're going to get so much more moving forward to be able to use for the rest of their lives. This is an exciting thing to work with Mark on. Exciting thing to work with Kiwanis. It's nice that the Velocity resources are tied into this. This is something that hopefully goes nationally. It goes wider breadth to help more people. And I know I hate to say this, but if other people pick up on this concept and they start doing it too, we can really help individuals starting out to move forward and get a mile head start and be successful. That's what it's all about.
And Mike, you're absolutely correct. I mean, I wish I had the resources that I that everybody has now. You know, there's YouTube, there's podcasts, there's things like what we're actually doing. You know, it's, you're able to hear from people who've done the trials and errors and made the mistakes and the long nights and the crying and saying, why did I do this? And I think what's really important for them is you start, it's a roller coaster ride. You're up here, then you hit back down. But as long as you keep moving and go forward, once you get to that top of that roller coaster, it's a great sail down and it's really, really cool. And I think that's unique, especially for the younger generation to be able to come up. You know, I was sitting at dinner yesterday and hearing a generation that is older than me talk about TikTok and the new generation and what's happening and businesses on that. And they're like, you know, we've seen this video and now these kids show up. But what they don't understand, and it's even hard for me, is we've given them so much and they're just going to run away with it in such a short amount of time. And don't sleep on the younger generation. They have the good ideas. They have everything that we wish we were able to do, but yet we were pulling out encyclopedias, going to the public library, trying to pull books, trying to figure all that out. And so I think this is awesome. And Mark, I just want to go back to you and ask you, you know, another follow-up question. With this being said, being in this position, seeing these kids generate these great ideas, and of course, following through with them, how does that make you feel as not only like a mentor, but somebody that has done this and you're creating things while they're creating things at the same time? And yet it's a unanimous like energy, you know, like everybody's vibing off this energy and feeling so great about it.
It has been absolutely rejuvenating. To any business owner, entrepreneur out there listening, this is why we started our businesses. This is why we followed our purpose, not just to build great companies that change the world, but to change the lives and ensure that we have future leaders like this. You said something earlier, Tiffany, which resonated so deeply with me, is when you have those sleepless nights, when you're trying to figure out how you're gonna pivot, what you focus on. Think about this, to my amazing business owners, entrepreneurs out there. We now have the unique opportunity to mold and build our young people, to help alleviate and avoid the mistakes we made, to have a more successful and streamlined path to success when it comes to entrepreneurship. And it starts now. And then to even to any of the municipalities out there, you hear a lot of people saying we have an aging population. We have right here in Macomb County young people that are invested in their community. And what does that happen when you get that ripple effect going on? So watching us impact young leaders who are now impacting the community, which are now keeping people here in the great state of Michigan, is amazing. They say you can go far in Michigan, and this is an example of how far you can truly go when you work collectively together.
And to add on to what Mark said, and I don't want to discount, you had touched on it, you know, what we're doing today, we're going to give these students an ability to actually interact with you, and you ask them questions in a professional manner, which once again, it's not like somebody can just walk up to you and say, hey, interview me. And so to get access to you and to be able to have a professional interview and have some questions asked of their stuff is going to be a wealth of knowledge, because once again, they're going to get an experience that most people either never get or get later in life. And we're going to create that. So you're part of this as well too. So I wanted to make sure people listening are understanding the wealth of talent you bring and what you've done to our podcast as well, but also what I think the benefit of them having access to you. So, I mean, thank you for that as well, because I think that's going to be a really good, fun piece to hear you interview them. And you'll be much better than me, because I'll ask them the scary questions.
Well, and the cool thing about this is, you know, and I've even witnessed it. It's, we grew up a certain way of thinking. We're like, okay, now you need to shoot everything horizontal. Don't shoot anything vertical. Make sure there's good lighting. Make sure that it's pre-produced. Make sure that you have this, this, and this. Where there's kids that just go out and like, hey, this is me. This is my cell phone. This is what I'm doing. And I think it's, we as growing up, we've seen the overproduced, overthought about, over everything, and we don't become relatable anymore. So the moment that the older generation can become relatable to the younger generation and vice versa, there's so much, you know, there's a gentleman that I work with in motorsports, and he has a production company, and his person, his intern that he's teaching is 18 years old. That 18-year-old, the way they grew up and the way we grew up is completely different. They're like, no, we could just do it this way. And I'm like, but I've done it this way for so long. So it's really cool to be able to see that. Thank you guys so much for the compliment as well. It's really cool to be able to chat with a younger generation. You know, everybody says, talk to the older generation. They'll teach you a few things. But now I think it's talk to the younger generation. They're going to show you a few new things. They may not teach you the things, but they're going to show you the new things. So before we go, Mike, is there anything that you would like to add to this, of course, with what Mark has been doing and then what Regroup Advisors has been doing with Mark?
Yeah, no, like I said, this has been a nice project to work on with him, and we're excited about it. We hope we can continue to grow this along with him on a larger scale and get more kids involved and more people taking interest to come and actually fill up a room and watch these young individuals get up on stage. And I always remark, you know, we watch, you know, Dancing with the Stars and American Idol and all that, and we're always amazed that when a young person, you know, who's under 10 or 15 or 20 gets up on stage and then just kills it. And I think you come and watch this event, you're going to see a bunch of highly talented individuals kill it, but in a business setting where they're trying to make a difference. And that is where I think it'll be impressive. And Mark's right. It'll be very inspiring.
Awesome. Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me today. And of course, thank you so much to Mark and Mike for providing some great information. And that will do it for another edition of the Business Plain and Simple podcast presented by the Regroup Advisors. Thank you so much for listening, and make sure you follow our podcast wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss a future episode. You're going to be notified as soon as they're released. But if you want to catch up on past episodes, you can see those in our podcast feed as well. And if you're interested in business advising services offered by the Regroup Advisors, you can contact them at 888-248-7077.